listening to WMUC FM College Park. I'm Sarah, and this is Unnecessary Intervention, the show where each week I pick a different topic to discuss and match music that I associate with it. This is the 67th show. I forgot I used to do this every time I would have an episode talking about what number it is, but I'm going to get back on that. If you don't already follow the Instagram, feel free to follow at wmuc.unnecessary.intervention. I post what the upcoming shows are going to be about, just so you can keep track on whether or not you want to tune in. So it's fun on that front. Before we get into today's topic, I'm going to play a quick PSA, and then we'll get straight into everything.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
Okay. I always forget about that PSA, but I love it. But getting straight into today's episode, because it's going to be kind of a long intro to it, is going to be the movie Hick, which I'm going to say I'm allowed to say because I'm from the country. Anyway, this movie is one of my all-time favorites. I feel like a lot of people don't talk about it. I had never really heard of it until I found it on Tubi one time in like high school, I don't know, and I've watched it like so many times since then. I just recently showed my boyfriend it, and he really liked it too, which I was surprised by, but it's such a good movie. I really like it. It's definitely fitting for the time, so it's like not the most woke, but it was released in 2011 by Derek Martini, and it was based on a book, which I haven't read the book. But yeah, basically, I'm going to explain the plot before I play some of the songs from the movie. I haven't done a movie episode in so long, so this is going to be a full plot summary. So if you don't want to listen to it, or if you want to watch the 15-year-old movie that you've missed out on, just tune out for like 10 minutes and then tune back in, because I'll be playing some good music and you don't want to miss out on it. So yeah. This movie was set, I'm just going to read straight off my notes. It was set in the 1980s, and it stars Chloe Grace Moretz, which I think is how you say her name. I don't know. I love her, but I don't know how to say her name. She plays Luli McMullen, who lives in Palmyra, Nebraska, with her neglectful mother and alcoholic father who constantly fight. On her 13th birthday, she receives a revolver as a gift. Her mother suddenly takes off with this guy, and her father also leaves shortly after. He hears about her mom leaving. One day, Luli sees a television commercial for Las Vegas and decides to run away there. She hitches a ride from Eddie, who is played by Eddie Redmayne, who plays, he's been in a couple other movies. He plays Stephen Hawking in that one movie. But yeah, she receives a ride from him, who's a drifter. One time they argue, or they have their first argument, and she leaves his truck. She eventually convinces another passerby, Glenda, who's played by Blake Lively. Like, this movie has so many big stars, which is crazy to me because I never hear anyone talk about it. She meets Glenda, asks her to give her a ride. They bond after Luli helps Glenda rob a convenience store and spends the night in a trailer behind a bowling alley. The next day, Glenda takes Luli to the house she shares with her husband, Lloyd. Luli discovers that Eddie works for Lloyd as a bartender, and that Glenda knows Eddie and is upset to see him. So you kind of, like, don't know why, or, like, their history or anything like that. So it's, like, this weird big suspense thing. While Lloyd initially appears friendly, his true nature shows through when he viciously berates Eddie after he makes a small mistake. Luli makes peace with Eddie after their fight, and he takes her to a local bar so Glenda and Lloyd can be alone. Eddie's interrupted by Luli while hustling pool, and when his hustle fails, he tries to, like, how do I put this in a PG way? He just does something bad. We'll just end it with that. After they leave the bar, Eddie claims that Glenda has asked him to take Luli to a motel and that they'll meet Glenda there because she got in a fight with Lloyd and that she owes Luli. Eddie tells Luli that Glenda paid $1,000 to take her off Glenda's hands. Heartbroken by this revelation and unnerved by Eddie's odd behavior, Luli goes outside where she meets a boy named Clement, played by Rory Culkin, which this is... Rory Culkin was very young in this movie. I've, like, never seen him this young. I don't know what his first movie ever was. Let's see. But I love Rory Culkin. I don't know if he's, like, did anything bad, but he's so good in this. He doesn't even play a big part, but that's besides the point. Sorry, I'm getting off topic. So, yeah, they hang out, and then Eddie interrupts them and gets super mad. He's, like, drunk, and he's insinuating that there's something going on between the two of them when they've literally just met, and she's, like, finally making a friend her own age. So Eddie ends up admitting that he's falling in love with Luli, which is disgusting. She tells him that she'll never love him and that she needs to leave, and basically is asking him to pull over because the scene happens in a car. Then he, like, essentially attacks her, which is a rough watch. The next day, Luli awakens to find herself tied to a bed in a rented cabin. Her hair is cut short and dyed black, which Luli's hair in this is, like, very long and blonde, and it's, like, a big part in the movie, especially since they're down south, so it's, like, kind of a big hair. Eddie comes back, he promises to take care of her, and that nothing like that will ever happen again. They're interrupted, though, because Bo, who is the owner of this little cabin, who is Alec Baldwin, another huge star, he briefly talks with them and then leaves. The next day, Luli is tied up again, awakens to find Glenda in the room. Glenda reveals that Eddie used to be her lover and Angel is their son, which is a part at the beginning of the movie when they stay in the trailer. I cut that part out. But she eventually ran away with her son, fearing that Eddie was capable of. Glenda denies giving Eddie any money and insists that she had been looking for Luli since she disappeared. Glenda unites Luli, but Eddie soon walks in and accidentally shoots Glenda dead with the revolver that Luli was given for her 13th birthday. In the end, Luli awakens in Bo's house, which is Alec Baldwin's character, if you forgot. And he assures her that he can make it look like it was a lover's quarrel between the two of them and that she can leave and won't be in harm's way ever again. He also offers her to go to his sister's house out in, I forget what it was, like California or something. She says no. She gets on the bus, and then this whole time she's been drawing in her little sketchbook, and she draws like these cute little pictures that are like are throughout the whole story, and it's, I don't know, it's kind of hard to describe unless you watch it. But then she flips to one of her pictures, and on the bottom it's like, if you ever change your mind, and he wrote the number of his sister and like gave her money for a bus ticket or something. So then she forces, in like a comical way, she forces the bus driver to stop and then runs back to the bus station. So in the end, it's a really cute ending to the movie, even though it's kind of dark at certain points, but it's so good. And I know I did kind of a bad job of it explaining it, but I wanted to have enough time to play all of my music. So if any of that sounded interesting, feel free to go watch it. It's a really good movie. I really, really, really enjoy it. I think I'm gonna do more movies this semester too. I kind of fell off that, but anyway, getting straight into the music, I've filled up on Bob Dylan because there's a lot of Bob Dylan in this movie soundtrack. Starting off with Suze, the cough song, by Bob Dylan, followed by It's Hard to Be Humble by Mac Davis, followed by When the Ship Comes In, another Bob Dylan song. Enjoy.
Just before I coughed, it fades out.
Thanks a lot. I'll note here, faded cough.
Back a few months ago, I was headlining at a great big nightclub. And he put me up a couple of days early. I came in a couple of days early, and they put me up at what they call the Star Suite. Now, here I am, headliner in one of the biggest nightclubs in the country, and I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning in this Star Suite all by myself. Yeah, that's what I said. Aw. But I did what I've always done, man, to cheer myself up. I picked up my guitar, I sat down, I wrote me a little song. Now this is how it feels to be alone at the top of the hill and trying to figure out why. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. I used to have a girlfriend, but I guess she just couldn't compete with all of these love-starved women who keep clamoring at my feet. Well, I probably could find me another, but I guess they're all in awe of me. Who cares? I never get lonesome, 'cause I treasure my own company. It's hard to be humble, you're perfect in every way. Can't wait to look in the mirror, can't wait to look in the mirror.
Help me out now, come on.
I get better looking each day. To know me is to what? To know me is to love me. Must be a hell of a man, I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're doing what? We're doing the best that we can. I guess you could say I'm a loner, cowboy, outlaw, tough and proud. Well, I could have lots of friends if I wanted, but then I wouldn't stand out from the crowd. Some folks say that I'm egotistical. Hell, I don't even know what that means. I guess it has something to do with the way that I fill out my skin tight blue jeans. Oh, come on, where's all the kickers in here? Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. When you're perfect in every way. Can't wait to look in the mirror. I can't wait to look in the mirror, cause I get better looking. I get better looking each day. To know me is to what? To know me is to love me. Must be a hell of a man. Must be a hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard. Lord, it's hard to be humble. What are we doing? We're doing the best that we can. One more time. What are we doing? We're doing the best that we can. Give yourself a hand.
Oh, the time will come up when the winds will stop and the breeze will cease to be breathing. Like the stillness in the wind before the hurricane begins. The hour that the ship comes in. And the sea will split and the ships will hit. And the sands on the shoreline will be shaking. And the tide will sound and the waves will pound. And the morning will be a breaking. The fishes will laugh as they swim out of the path. And the seagulls will be smiling. And the rocks on the sand will proudly stand. The hour that the ship comes in. And the words that are used for to get the ship confused will not be understood as the spoken. For the chains of the sea will have busted in the night and be buried at the bottom of the ocean. A song will lift as the mainsail shifts and the boat drifts onto the shoreline. And the sun will respect every face on the deck. The hour that the ship comes in. And the sands will roll out a carpet of gold for your weary toes to be a-touching. And the ship's wise men will remind you once again that the whole wide world is watching. With a sleep still in their eyes, and they'll jerk from their beds and think they're dreaming. But they'll pinch themselves and squeal, and they'll know that it's for real. The hour that the ship comes in. And they'll raise their hands, saying we'll meet all your demands. But we'll shout from the bow, your days are numbered. And like Pharaoh's tribe, they'll be drowned in the tide. And like Goliath, they'll be conquered.
You just finished listening to When the Ship Comes In by Bob Dylan. Next up, we've got Leavin' on Your Mind by Patsy Cline, followed by Why Can't He Be You, also by Patsy Cline. followed by Going Up the Country by Canned Heat. Enjoy.
If you got leaving on your mind, tell me now, get it over. Hurt me now, get it over. If you got leaving on your mind, if there's a new love in your heart, tell me now, get it over. Hurt me now, get it over. If there's a new love in your heart, if there's a new love in your heart, tell me now, get it over. Hurt me now, get it over. If there's a new love in your heart, hurt me now. Takes me to the places you and I used to go. He tells me over and over that he loves me so. He gives me love that I never love is true. Why can't he be you? He never fails to call and tell me I'm on his mind, and I'm lucky to have such a guy. I hear it all the time, and he does all the things that you would never do. He loves me too, his love is true. Why can't he be you? He's not the one who dominates my mind and soul, and I should love him so, 'cause he loves me, I know, but his kisses. Sends me flowers, calls on the just to prove his love. And my friends say, when he's around, I'm all he speaks of. And he does all the things that you would never do. He loves me too, his love is true. Why can't he?
You just finished listening to Going Up the Country by Canned Heat. If you're just tuning in, this is Unnecessary Intervention. I'm Sarah, and make sure to tune in every Thursday at 7 p.m. Next up, we've got Paper Doll by the Mills Brothers. Following that, we've got Islands in the Stream by the one and only Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, my favorite duo, followed by You Tell Me Why by the Beau Brummels. Enjoy!
Buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. I guess I had $1 million or more. I guess I played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
Love each other, ah, ah. Islands in the sea. You tell me that I should not cry. You tell me all good things must die. You ask me why I get upset. You tell me that I will forget. Tell me why. You say I can't be blue for long. You say I'll find new love that's strong. You tell me she was not for me. It's just the way love has to be. Tell me tomorrow won't be like today. You tell me life was meant to be one third good, two thirds misery. Tell me why.
That was You Tell Me Why by the Beau Brummels. Next up, we've got Never My Love by The Association, followed by Sweet Dreams of You, our last Patsy Cline song for the night, followed by Amy by Pure Prairie League. Sorry, that was a tongue twister for me for some reason. But I hope you're enjoying the music, and I've got a couple more for you after this, and then we're done. Enjoy.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired of you. Never my love. Never my love. You wonder if this heart of mine will lose its desire. You think love will end when you know that my whole life depends on you. Change my mind, I won't require you.
asked you to spend your whole life with me.
Thank you. proper could be right in time. And can you see which way we should turn, together or alone? I can never see what's right or what is wrong. Did it take too long to see? Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. What you want, you've had your way, and all the things you thought before just faded in the gray. And can you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me and tell me, Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Longer if I do, yeah, now.
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
I'd keep falling in and out of love.
That was Amy by Pure Prairie League, which is such a good song. Thank you guys so much for listening today. Make sure to tune in next Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. This is Unnecessary Intervention. I hope you liked the music I played today. Most of it was just from the movie Hick. But if you didn't, maybe tune in next week. Maybe I'll have something that you'll like that will be completely different from today's show. Or maybe not. Maybe you'll hate it all, but tune in anyway. For the last three of the day, we've got Honey, Just Allow Me One More Chance by Bob Dylan, the last Bob Dylan song of the night, followed by Gentle on My Mind by Glenn Campbell, followed by Sunday Morning Coming Down by Johnny Cash. Thank you so much again for listening. I hope you guys have a great night. Have a great weekend. I love you. Moi. And enjoy. Honey, Just Allow Me One More Chance by Bob Dylan.
Honey, just allow me one more chance to get along with you. Honey, just allow me one more chance to do anything for you. While I'm walking down the road with my head in my hand, I'm looking for a woman who needs a word in man. It's just a one kind of favor I'll ask you. Allow me just a one more chance. Honey, just allow me one more chance to ride your airplane. Honey, just allow me one more chance to ride your passenger train. I've been looking all over for a girl like you. I can't find nobody, so you'll have to do. There's just a one kind favor I ask you. Allow me just one more chance. Woo-hoo. Honey, just allow me one more chance to get along with you. Honey, just allow me one more chance to do anything for you. Oh, yeah, looking for a woman that ain't worth no man. Just looking for a needle that's lost in the sand. Just the one kind of favor I ask you to love me. Just one more chance. It is the one kind favor I ask you, allow me just one more chance.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head, that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging.
Hey, this is Carla, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and you're listening to WMUC, the mucus, WMCU, the home for a 24-hour Crocus Weekend! If you're having that, I don't know if you guys are having that or not, but you should...
When I met you, I was just a kid. Hadn't built up my defenses, so I gave my heart completely. Vaseline over the lenses.
Memories don't go away, I remember every day.
Desire.